Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse. We have the ring dilemma this morning. One of our listeners, she got proposed to over the weekend on Friday night. Nice.
Congrats.
Very beautiful restaurant in the Old Town area, and there's a problem.
And I'll tell you where the problem started. She starts off her message with, like, Jennifer Lopez, I got engaged over the weekend. Okay, scratch. First of all, I don't feel like she should be comparing herself to J-Lo. That is just a whole topic in itself. That's red flag number one. She says, my boyfriend and I went out to dinner Friday to celebrate his promotion at work. So this dude has just been promoted. And during dinner, this beautiful moment comes up. He gets on one knee and he proposes to her. She got caught up in the moment. And in her message to us, she's like, I accepted without clearly looking at the ring. Unlike J-Lo, I don't like my ring. She says she don't like the cut, the clarity, the size, but she doesn't have the heart to tell her fiance that she hates it. I'm miserable. Am I being selfish or greedy? Is this a normal feeling? Am I placing too much emphasis on the ring? Yes, you are. And I feel like you are being materialistic, and I feel like you should not say something. And if you want to upgrade later, you can upgrade later.
I say be honest. Be 100 with them. Say, hey, this is a beautiful ring. Excuse me. But we need to do better. And I love you enough to tell you that I'm not 100% satisfied with this ring. And I know that you love me enough to care to know how I really feel about this ugly ring you bought me. So we need to go back to the jewelry store and get the ring.
Horrible.
That I want.
I
say be 100%, be honest with them, do not lie. Because if you lie then, your relationship is built on lies.
Is she lying though?
Yes, if she says, oh, honey, look at the ring.
That's all she's saying. She's not saying I love it.
She's not going to post a picture of it and put it on Facebook for all of her friends. She's not going to Snapchat it or put it on iGram. She's just not going to do that because she doesn't like the ring. Get her what she wants.
She's delusional. She's materialistic. She keeps bringing up Jennifer Lopez. God. She's shallow.
869-1093. They're going to agree with me. Go ahead, man. What do you say?
He should go ahead and just, she should not tell him about the ring.
Thank
she
you.
She should just wait until they get married.
Yeah. Oh,
and once they're married, they can go and visit that and go pick out the wedding ring together because
perfect.
That's what really matters.
Yeah. Perfect.
Once he's married to the sucker and finds out how cheap he really is, that's fine. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
No. Come on, get a spine, why won't you? Hello, Power 93.5, good morning. What do you think?
I agree with you. Like, I feel that she should be real. The wife should be real. I'm married, and my husband proposed to me in jail, and I appreciated that. It was a nice ring, and then he upgraded later, you know? So I feel like you should be honest about what you want. Keep him all the way 100.
Wow, so he proposed to you in jail, like when you went to go visit him, and was there a glass between the two of you when he proposed, and like you were holding the phone to your ear, and he was, and is that how he proposed?
No, he actually set it all up, had the guard know that he wanted to marry me, and everybody, all his friends that was in there surrounded me, and I'm like, what's going on? What are you doing? And he was on his knees for a minute because I was shocked, like, oh my gosh. Everybody's looking at me, but he's been someone I always wanted since I was in the seventh grade. I'm 26 right now, so finally married the love of my life, and I appreciate him. So if she tells him that she don't like it, maybe it's a test. Maybe he's trying to see how materialistic she is or how much in love she is. You know.
That's such a romantic story. Wow. That would make for a great movie, too.
Yeah.
Hey, well, congratulations that you're with the love of your life. Thank you. I'm glad to see you're happy. That's the most important thing.
Thank you. But I agree with you. I think you should keep it real.
Thank you.
Thank you. I feel like she kind of agrees with me. in a roundabout way, but we won't dive into that.
No.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.